This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli tanks pushed deeper into districts in central and southern Gaza overnight under heavy air and artillery fire, residents said, pressing a deadly offensive that has raised much of the enclave and that Israel has said may last months more. Rachel Faber from Reuters has more.
This footage released by the Israeli military on Saturday shows what it says is its troops hitting Hamas targets in Gaza. Residents in the enclave said Israeli tanks pushed deeper into districts in central and southern Gaza under heavy air and artillery fire. The latest push from Israeli forces comes after South Africa asked the International Court of Justice on Friday for an urgent order declaring that Israel was in breach of its obligations under the 1948 Genocide Convention. Israel blames Hamas for the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza by using them as human shields and stealing humanitarian aid from them, which Hamas denies. The U.S. has called for Israel to scale down the war in the coming weeks and move to targeted operations against Hamas leaders, although so far it shows no signs of doing so.
Rachel Faber from Reuters. Authorities say shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod has killed 14 people, including two children, and wounded 108 others. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out Saturday's attack. It took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine that killed at least 39 civilians. Moscow's forces on Friday launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones on Ukraine, an onslaught described by one Air Force official as the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Ukrainian officials never acknowledged responsibility for attacks on Russian territory or the Crimean Peninsula. However, larger aerial strikes against Russia have previously followed heavy assaults on Ukrainian cities. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Political analysts are looking at the number of congressional retirements in the year ahead and predicting that Republicans will gain even more seats to widen their majority. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
So far, it appears about two dozen Democrats have indicated they won't seek re-election, while only 14 Republicans will not run for another term. Among them, Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, who announced his departure last month because of congressional chaos.
Being obsessively fixated on retribution and vengeance for contrived injustices of the past.
But the departures of some Democrats in competitive districts, like California's Katie Porter, Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin, and Virginia's Abigail Spanberger, have Republicans hopeful those seats will flip red. Redistricting in North Carolina favors Republicans, although district changes in Louisiana and Alabama could help Democratic candidates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military spy satellites and build more nuclear weapons. North Korea's Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that Kim made the comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to set state objectives for 2024. KCNA said Kim called for, quote, overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's statement suggests North Korea will continue a run of weapons tests to expand his arsenal amid long-dormant diplomacy with the United States. U.S. prosecutors dropped plans for a second trial of Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the now bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports he could have faced six charges, including campaign finance violations and conspiracy to commit bribery.
Those six charges were severed from his first trial. That's because the Bahamas, where FTX was based, had not approved them as part of Bankman-Fried's extradition to the U.S. in December 2022. The 31-year-old former billionaire's sentencing on March 28th will likely include orders of forfeiture and restitution for victims of his crimes. His verdict came nearly a year after FTX filed for bankruptcy, erasing his once $26 billion fortune in one of the fastest collapses of a major participant in U.S. financial markets.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Venezuela says it will continue to deploy nearly 6,000 troops until a British military vessel sent to neighboring Guyana leaves the waters off the coast of the two South American nations. It is the latest in mounting tensions between Venezuela and the former British colony. The century-old land dispute was recently reignited with the discovery of oil in Guyana. It only escalated when Venezuela reported that its citizens had voted in a December 3rd referendum to claim two-thirds of their smaller neighbor. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.